Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. It's now Tuesday, 23rd November, and for various reasons I was unable to do my normal market commentary yesterday. But in fact what I want to do this week is concentrate more on the financial planning profession than on markets. But for those of you who need to know, markets last week were generally fairly stable, a little bit mixed, but no serious movement one way or the other. Although obviously over the weekend the Irish question really blew up, and that's having a bit of an effect on the markets now. But more importantly, this week is Financial Planning Week, which is the third Financial Planning Week that we, the Institute for Financial Planning, have organised. And also at the beginning of the week, Sunday and Monday yesterday, the Board of the Institute of Financial Planning held its annual strategy review meeting, which I attended and which was incredibly productive. And the third thing that's happening this week is the launch of Project Eve. Strictly not launch Project Eve, we actually launched that some time ago. But on Thursday we're holding the first of our consumer workshops, the aim of which is to try and let people know, consumers in particular, what financial planning and what life planning really means, what it's all about, and to try to give them an idea of how what we consider to be a revolutionary form of financial advice is really able to help them go forward in a way that conventional financial advice probably doesn't. But let's just take some of these in turn. Our meeting at the Institute of Financial Planning Board strategy session, which started at 4 o'clock on Sunday and finished 4 o'clock on Monday, was facilitated by Michael Tipper and was incredibly hard work, whilst at the same time being a lot of fun and very, very interesting. And as a board, we came up with some very serious projects for developing both the profession of financial planning in the UK and for boosting our numbers. We're obviously at a time of great change here in financial services, and in our SWOT analysis we came out with a wide range of opportunities that we need to take on board and capitalise on. So a very, very successful meeting, and I think bodes well for the future of financial planning in the UK. The response to Financial Planning Week this year seems to be much stronger than last year, and as I understand it, a number of financial planners around the country are running events in conjunction with Financial Planning Week. And as usual, we ran our annual survey amongst consumers. This was carried out for us by YouGov in conjunction and supported by National Savings and Investment. And the survey has revealed, very interestingly, that we as consumers in this country are more worried than ever about money, with 6 out of 10 people in the UK worried about their finances, and a staggering 9 out of 10 of those who responded saying that they'd be more likely to save if financial products were more flexible and made easier to understand. And I think that bears out the comments that we in the financial planning community have been making for a long time, that flexibility is so important. And which is why you'll also find so many financial planners recommending very flexible routes to investment, such as wrap services, which in general make it very easy to make changes, to move around, to get in and to get out. The survey also found that nearly 45% of people worry about money more often than not, and 16% worry about it all the time. And only 3% of respondents in this year's survey say they really worry about money, which is a dramatic drop from 2009, where 12% of respondents say they really worry about money. And I suppose this is all a reaction to the financial crisis and the age of austerity which we seem to be entering, and in particular the swathe of job cuts that have just been announced for the public sector. But what's more worrying is that few people this year seem to have taken time to identify their financial priorities, put plans in place to achieve them. So I think there's a lot of work here for the financial planning community. Which brings me on to the third event this week, which is Project Eve's inaugural consumer workshop. Project Eve is a collaboration of 6 financial planners, including myself, dedicated to trying to bring an understanding of financial planning and its benefits to the wider community of consumers. And so I think this fits in very well with the results of the Financial Planning Week survey. Anyway, that's it from me this week. Have a good week, and I'll be back again next Monday with a normal report.